Just coming up to 11:31 on Phoenix 98FM, and I should be joined on the line by Steve Summers, who's the Chief Operating Officer at Brentwood Council. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today in this lovely hot weather?
Yes, lovely. Lovely. Unfortunately, inside working, but rather be outside. But it's lovely to have a Friday and good weather all at the same time. So I cover quite a wide range. So I cover housing services. I cover the street scene services. I look after things like our IT services, our customer services, contact centre. Yeah, quite a number. Keeps me busy.
Yes, definitely. We talked a couple of months ago with Chris about the new recycling that was coming in and the new bags. And so tell us about what the changes are. They've now come into place and how it's actually gone.
Yeah, so the changes started on this Monday the 3rd of August. We start with our blue bags. That were cast of paper and card, and I'd like to say that the change and the way the residents have embraced it has been really good, really, really impressed. We're really happy with the way the residents have done that change, because you're quite right, change is very, very difficult, and people don't always embrace it, but the vast majority of the residents have done that. And I think the key thing around that is to remember that it's around eliminating the orange sacks from our previous system, where we would use about 3.5 million single-use orange sacks per year. So, like, as we speak now, even this week, we've probably eliminated over 50 to 60,000 orange sacks from entering the waste stream, so that's brilliant.
Do you know what the savings are using these new sacks? And did the idea come from, was it Chelmsford Council?
Other authorities, yeah. I mean, I live in Chelmsford and they use a very similar system. And they've been using it for a number of years. And other authorities do it as well. So, yeah, part of the thinking behind it was obviously to eliminate the orange sacks, because that's environmentally friendly and that's good for us. It was a phased process in trying to achieve that. And as you said at the beginning, change is always difficult. People find it difficult, which is understandable. So whenever you do that, it's difficult to get it completely right. But I'm sure as we move on, people will see the benefit of what we're trying to achieve.
And did you know that the sort of figures of how much it will save in the long term by switching over?
In real terms, it'll save somewhere in the region of about £100,000 a year. So, again, the main drivers to doing this was primarily environmentally, because we want to get rid of those orange sacks out of the waste stream. So obviously, if it saves money, ratepayers money as well, then that's even better.
Does that mean, actually, this is probably going to sound a really silly question, if you save £100,000 in your department, does that mean your section has £100,000 to put somewhere else, or does that mean it goes into the main pot for Brentwood Council and it gets used in other places?
Yeah, it very much depends, to be honest. It depends on each year in terms of, we have the main services that we have to run, and the waste is a prime one where it's we're statutorily required to do that. So they will cost a certain amount of money. And then it's about what extra we can do as an authority, whether that be new play areas or whether that be something else which improves the lives of residents. So sometimes it may be a mixture of both. It might be a little bit of a saving, because that's all we can afford as a council that year. And other times we'll always look to try and see if we can use that money to provide a better service or provide more facilities for residents. A mixture, really. It's always difficult, isn't it? People have busy lives and fully understand that. And it's not always easy to understand the way local authority works either. So, it can be quite difficult. But if you look at, the way it's based is that we have a strategic plan for 5 years. And in that strategic plan, there will be priorities for each year that we want to do. And that might change year on year, going back to what I said about it's a mixture. It depends on the environment. And obviously in the current climate, it's been particularly difficult the last sort of 6 months, because obviously we've had to rethink how we do things. We've changed dramatically as an authority. I'm sitting at home at the moment in Chelmsford talking to you and working from home. There's been a big change in what we do. And that's a great credit to everyone at the council. But I think, it's thinking through how do we do things and what do we do. And it changes over time. But it's really good to get the residents' feedback, because obviously that helps us plan what we do next.
Now, Brentwood High Street, so how long is Brentwood High Street going to remain shut to vehicles?
Well, I think, as you know, you're quite right. The High Street was closed to enable safer social distancing to people in the town centre, and that enabled people not having to worry when they shopped of the risks involved. So, as you know, what we did is we put in with our relationship with Essex County Council, we put the temporary measures in so that could happen. And as part of that, we set up a monitoring group, which got the views of businesses, residents, shoppers, bus users, so that we could feed that back and see how over that period of time, that trial period, how that worked. So now that's come back, and the feeling is that's enabled, that temporary measure is enabled to do what it had to do. But now the feeling is that the High Street will go back to normal. So I think in actual fact, probably, if not today, tomorrow, that's probably already happened.
Right.
But what they are looking at is looking at future is maybe a Sunday only open closure of the Brentwood High Street and some other environmental measures, pop-up cycle lanes, those sorts of things to assist the movement around the town centre and make it more environmentally friendly. So that really is the idea going forward. That probably won't happen until September, October, because it's part of a bid for central government. But that's generally the idea.
This is just completely off the top of my head. I know that there's been talk about people retraining. Is there any news at the moment coming through to the councils from central government? Obviously, unemployment is going to... It's going to dramatically be rising towards the end of this year.
I don't think there's anything in concrete at the moment, but I know there's discussions ongoing between central government and local authorities in terms of what the next steps need to be. And I think probably both at the central level and at a local level, those discussions now are taking place. So it'll take a little while, but you're right, there does need to be some form of process where we can look at getting people retrained and back into work if, they're in that situation. So I think it's probably one of the things that certainly will be next steps for both central and local authorities.
Yeah, if there's obviously jobs there. And what about the companies at the moment? Because I know you did the discretionary grants and they've really helped the local businesses.
Yeah.
So is there possibly any more to keep, the businesses that we've got in Brentwood and the surrounding areas afloat?
At the moment, there isn't. But I think there's conversations ongoing whereby in terms of grants and trying to keep the economy going and businesses afloat. I think there'll be lots of conversations over the next coming weeks and months how that can happen and how we can help to assist businesses to regenerate and keep themselves going. So I think there'll be a number of things we as a local authority will try to assist the businesses with, whether that be financially or whether that be through other means, that needs to be looked at. And again, I think the next steps for both central and local government is doing that. I think it's always these things where the initial is like an emergency and those things are put into place, and now we need to start looking at a more sort of medium term, see what measures can be put in place to assist everybody.
Yeah. And don't forget, Ingatestone, Shenfield, Brentwood, they're all open. All the shops are open. You can go out and have something to eat. I went for my first meal out on Wednesday in Brentwood High Street. Lovely it was too. Social distancing, the doors were all open, and it was you forgot you're in the middle of a pandemic, actually, to be fair. But it's just putting that little bit of money, if you've got it, back into keeping businesses going.
Yeah, I was there last Sunday, and again, same as you, there was lots of people shopping, which was really good to see. Social distancing, there didn't appear to be any issues, didn't appear to be any problems, and it was really good to see lots of people out and about.
It's lovely to talk to you, Steve. Now, yeah, we're going to end on a song. You're not going to sing, are you? No?
No. You don't want to lose all your listeners.
I like the way you went, no. So this song is, I've heard of this band only, well, really only recently, but they're called Steely Dan, and you've picked out the song Ricky Don't Lose That Number. Tell us why.
It's a song that when I was probably about 16, 17, I used to have the benefit of going with my brother-in-law, as he is now. He used to play in a band a lot around Essex and Kent and in London. Mm. And I was allowed to go with him in those days as part of being of the band and allowed into places probably that you wouldn't be allowed into.
Yeah.
And it was great, you know, it was a great experience for me watching the band playing lots of different venues. They played a number of covers, but they played this cover, and it always reminds me of that time. So it's interesting how a song evokes certain memories.
Yes.
And this one does for me, of that period.
Lovely. Here is Steely Dan, Ricky Don't Lose That Number, and thanks very much. That's Steve Summers, who's the Chief Operating Officer of Brentwood Council. Thanks for chatting to us today, Steve.
No problems. Great to talk to you.
Cheers, then. Bye.
Thanks, then. Bye.